Xavier Jones and Pete. On Hit 92.9.
How are you, mate? How's everything going?
Mate, I need a hug.
Really?
Oh, I feel
I'm
you.
Joking.
Is that?
You oh, need... I wasn't.
Oh, okay. Is that off the back of last night? Is that because you're feeling emotional because it's the final week, or is it just because we're not allowed to go anywhere near anybody at the moment?
Yeah, it's a bit of everything, I think. We are really living in really difficult times, aren't we, right now? And I think that, you know, that I just feel so bad for people that are losing their jobs. And, you know, we're talking hundreds of thousands of people in this amazing country of ours, Australia. And, you know, the fact that people are losing their jobs, like, every day, and they don't know where their next meal is going to come from. And then, you know, we're talking about Married at First Sight. Whether my relationship is good or not with Michelle, I mean, really, I just think it pales into insignificance. I really do right now.
It's not very.
Yeah,
good,
I was going to ask you that, like, yeah, how you actually felt, because you know, with the pandemic going on, and then there's Maths on TV. But I've have seen though, Steve, this may make you feel a little bit better, that a lot of people are watching Maths just to get a break from coronavirus. Like, there's something else happening in the world.
Yeah. I mean, that's good. That's good, and I'm pleased that the viewers are, you know, sort of tuning in to watch the show, and, you know, obviously then messaging me up and smashing the hell out of me.
Yeah.
Hey, Steve.
That's effectively what they're doing. Look, at the end of the day, I'm disappointed that some viewers out there are seeing what they see and taking it as complete gospel, and feeling that they have the audacity to message me up and threaten me with my life and stuff like that.
Whoa, what's going on?
Yeah, you know, I've had death threats and over the last week or so coming my way, and I've had...
Are you serious?
...sort of comment. Yeah, it's just ridiculous. I've had people ringing my shop, my business, and calling me all sorts, and, you know, I just put the phone down from them. It's just... Look, at the end of the day, I think people need to understand that it's a reality TV show, and as much as it is reality to a degree, there's obviously certain parts of a relationship that you don't see, but they only use what they want you to see. So, look, I love Michelle, and I'll love Michelle to the last breath of my body, to be honest. And it is what it is. We spent an amazing time together, in my view, and, you know, there's clips going on about me wasting her time and all that. Well, I strongly disagree with that. I don't believe that I wasted her time. And I'm pretty certain if that was the case, I'd be wasting my own time as well, which I'm not in the habit of doing. Do you know what I mean? Look, at the end of the day, it was an experiment. I think people need to understand that I married a complete stranger, and so did Michelle. Just because we got married on a national TV show doesn't necessarily mean that we have to be happily ever after for the rest of our lives, does it?
Did you play her along a little bit, though? Did you play her along a little bit, though? Like, it was a very long time of not much.
Look, with all due respect, I'll let you make that decision, because I certainly disagree with people saying that I've played her along at all. Like I said, I'm having a conversation with you now. There's many things that go on behind closed doors that are not even shown on TV. There's many conversations that me and Michelle have had off camera.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, Steve. I mean, I've watched it from the first episode, and there were some episodes where I thought, gosh, Steve's an asshole. Like, what the hell is Michelle doing? But then, you know, the way Michelle reacts to certain things, and the fact that she wants to continue it, that's when you know that there's obviously something different happening behind the scenes, and that obviously this is something done, you know, through producers to make it, you know, look more that you're an asshole. So, I mean, Michelle's not she's not dumb. She's, you know, I saw straight through all that. So, I mean, there's a lot of people out there that don't. So it's sad to hear that people are doing that to you, though.
Yeah, it is. It is sad. It is sad, especially in this climate and where we are in the world. I think that, you know, people should, and I know obviously there's a lot been said about it, but people should just gather together and help each other out and just be kind. You know what I mean? Be kind to people. I know there's things out there that are saying be kind, but you just need to be, because, you know, we're just human beings. Everybody that, you know, that have done this show, I know of some other people that have been given some serious threats. Like, we're all just genuine individuals. You know, we've all got feelings. We're just wanted to find somebody to fall in love with on a TV show. Yeah, it may not be the right thing, maybe the right avenue, maybe. looking back, but
yep.
At the end of the day, we just gave it a crack, and we're there for your entertainment. There's no need
absolutely.
To get so nasty towards
us. We're going to put you on it next
well,
year, Jules.
Well, Steve, no, you're not. No
you're
way.
You're lonely, mate. You're right.
I'll be on that show when you go on that bloody show, and you just got married, so I don't think that's ever going to happen.
Yeah.
Steve, I mean, yours is probably the only relationship tonight that's probably a little bit, you know, do they stay or do they separate kind of thing. So I'm looking forward to it, mate.
Well, you can look forward to it. I'm not sort of looking forward to it too much, so I know what goes on. But look, at the end of the day, the viewers will enjoy their evening, I'm sure, in front of the screen. And some people will side with Michelle. Some people maybe, I'm pretty certain, might side with me as well. So we just have to sit tight. It is what it is, unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on which way you look at it.
Good on you, Steve. Appreciate you catching up, mate. Take care.
Anytime, and to everybody in Perth, stay safe.
Same to you, mate. Catch ya.
Save your tools and pain. On Hit 92.9.